God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Psychotics like to kidnap women and children and torture them in dungeons. You're like, why the hell does she want to do that? Well, you're not a psychotic killer. I see you go to church, have happy kids. They're going to chop your children's genitals off.
Scanning for Mexicans. We've got a Mexican.
Guys, do not marry a woman from the United States. Y'all can live in the same house, and she thinks sweeping her own floor is a slave duty just because she doesn't want to be a wife to you.
I am not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay. I'm hopping out Ferraris.
But glad women in a different way. Again, look at the, she's. Listen, I made this case to my friend Allie Beth Stuckey, who's like, yeah, yoga pants are fine. Yeah, women can wear yoga pants, but don't be surprised when men stare at you because it hugs your ass.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences.
Folks, look, think how many people have no idea what the heck a supply chain was. No, I'm serious. You said 2.5 years ago, well, the supply chain, people look at, I mean, really bright people. Look at well, guess what? Because of the pandemic and factories shut down in Asia, they had no idea they were supplying the essential material to it.
God damn. It has been a fucking minute. I don't know when the last time I sat down and recorded for an episode. I've been meaning to. I don't know, just haven't felt, it's not that I haven't felt the creative urge, because I have. Sometimes I start thinking, like, I get way too introspective, and I don't know, I'm like, nobody wants to hear this shit, or then it's like, when am I going to say that hasn't already been said? But then part of me is just like, it doesn't fucking matter. Man, it's actually kind of nice hearing what the news cycles are, then not talking about it immediately, and just kind of letting news cycles come and go, and seeing what they deem is important. What I feel is some of the most important stuff, which I don't really see anybody talking about, is y'all's guys, Jeffrey Epstein's clientele sheet or log list of people he was supposed to be meeting with, after he was already a convicted, pedophile. So, you know, it would be easy to be like, oh, well, I was going to meet with this dude, before the allegations, and you know, I wouldn't have fucking believed you. I still would have thought that you were probably wanting to touch kids. I'm not gonna lie, I think if you're in any sort of position of power, I don't think you're here for any good. I only think you want to touch kids. And I don't know what that says about me, but I automatically think the worst of everybody. And maybe it's like that because I was in, again, you got to remember, I went to the Navy brig. I was in the brig for, which is the Navy's version of jail. I was in Brig Miramar out there in San Diego for 18 months. So for 18 months, surprise or no surprise, a lot of the people that go to jail in the Navy, I wasn't one of them. I went for trying to fucking sell drugs and being an idiot. But a lot of the people that go to Navy jail, are have been caught with, were caught with child porn or were trying to do shit with minors. Look it up if you don't believe, if you don't fucking believe me. Just look it up. So I, unfortunately, I was in close quarters with a lot of these people. You know, obviously you don't talk to them. You don't say hi. You don't say good morning to them. You know, it was weird because I always wanted to play like, not World of Warcraft. What's the game that they play on the cardboard game that they fucking play? Maybe Dungeons and Dragons, some shit like that. I think they played it on fucking, on what's that fucking show that was, Stranger Things. Whatever game that they played on Stranger Things, I had always wanted to play that game just to play because I'm a fucking nerd and I want to, and you know, I want to always try different shit. But all the chomos, they would always play that board game in jail. And, you know, obviously I can never, you know, I can never bring myself to sit down and, break bread and play board games with chomos. So I never got to play it because all the fucking child molesters were playing it. Which sucks. But anyways, yeah, I think if you're in a position of power, I you've seen one chomo, you've seen them all. Every child molester or every person who wants to have child porn on their computer, they pretty much all in all look alike. You could spot them out from the skinny, awkward looking guys to the, you know, to the overweight, grotesque, just, you know, gross, ugly fuckers. You know what I mean? And you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. You could see them at your local Target, your Whole Foods, your Walmarts. You know, I'm sure you've seen the guys with the high ass white socks. Just if they're white, just super red legs, you know, looks like their fucking legs have all the blood rushing to them at one time. I'm at a park right now. I parked at a park and I'm looking at one right now. And you know, luckily it's early in the morning here. There's no kids out at the park yet. But I'm keeping my eye on them and I might drop a dime off to the police. You know, let them know, be on the lookout for real suspicious activity. But again, you've seen one chomo, you've seen them all and you've seen, I'm sure you've seen, if you've watched any sort of news, you've seen senators that fit the bill of fucking, chomos. But let's, you know, I'm not even going to get into the conspiracies. Let's get into the fucking names. Again, these are people who he was scheduled to have met after he was already, a convicted sexual predator. Let's see here. You have the, well, to nobody's surprise, Woody Allen, is one of them. And if I remember correctly, didn't Woody Allen marry like a kid or something like that? He married his daughter or some weird shit, right? Yeah. So, okay. So this is fucking sick. Cause isn't Woody Allen supposed to be like some like big time Hollywood director? See, but this is the thing. Fucking all that shit, it's all propaganda. And this is why it's so fucking hard for me sometimes. And I'm gonna do I have a lot of work to do with catching up on podcasts. So I'm gonna do a whole if you guys even give a fuck, I'm gonna do a whole LOTR breakdown, Lord of the Rings breakdown. But this is why it's so fucking hard for me sometimes to just sit down and watch a fucking movie. Because I know movies are propaganda. And that whole industry is propaganda because this dude, supposed to be, I guess he was an actor or some sort of like award-winning director. Like people love this dude. I guess this dude was like highly respected in that weird ass community that is fucking Holly weird. I think this dude married like his Asian adopted daughter or some weird shit, you know, which is weird. It's weird enough. Okay. Woody Allen. Okay. So. All right, so this one's weird. So bear with me here. So this guy, Woody Allen, who, again, was scheduled to meet with Epstein several times after he was already a convicted sexual predator. But again, to nobody's surprise, this is Woody Allen. But I'll just give you a quick rundown of who Woody fucking Allen is. So Woody Allen married this lady named Soon-Yi Previn while he was already married to Mia Farrow, who adopted her. So he married this lady named Mia Farrow. Mia Farrow adopted this lady, Soon-Yi Previn. All right, so that's his, you know, obviously it's not his biological daughter, it's his stepdaughter, but it's fucking still. It's fucking weird as hell. You're a grown ass man and you meet a kid, and as soon as she turns 21, so he met her when she was 12. So as soon as she turns 21, now I'm not the smartest fucking guy when it comes to math, but that'll put it at around 9 years later. So when she's 21, he's 56. So 9 years. So that makes him what? 49 when he met her. So he was 49. She was 12. 9 years after that, nine fucking years after that, they announced a relationship. What? All right. So this is just, okay. So, you know, that's one name off the list. That's Woody fucking Allen. But then it gets, you know, again, I've said it before. If I think you're in a high position of power, I think you only get that way because the deep state chose to make you that way. And in order to get chose to make you that way, they want to be able to control you, because that's these whole people thing, is they want control. So in order to control you, they have to corrupt you. And what is the most corrupt thing they could do? Nobody gives a fuck if you're gay anymore. So you know, if you get fucked or you fuck another dude in your ass, pause, if you're a dude, nobody cares. In today's society, there's no shock anymore. The only shocking thing that you could truly fucking do is to corrupt the innocence of a fucking child. And that's what these people do. This is how these people get corrupted. He met with the, CIA director, William Burns. I don't know if he's a former CIA director or if he's still the CIA director. No worry, we can look it up. And this one, again, to me isn't surprising because of the position he is in. But this guy has no fucking excuse as to say he didn't know who Jeffrey Epstein was. Again, because he was scheduled to meet with this dude after he was a convicted felon. He's a CIA director, so he's the director of, folks, in case you don't know what the fucking CIA stands for, it stands for Central Intelligence Agency. They gather intelligence centrally. They are the hub of all world intelligence. So if you tell me that nobody just popped in a quick Google search, a quick Bing search, whatever fucking search engine the CIA is using. If you're telling me that they couldn't have popped in Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Epstein, however the fuck you spell his last name, into whatever engine search, whatever search engine that they're using, then what the fuck? So this dude has no fucking excuse. William Burns is the... who the fuck is William? He's a fucking child molester. We know that for sure. He is the current CIA director. And of course, the Biden White House don't want to talk about the recent revelations. The CIA director, William Burns, was supposed to meet with Jeffrey Epstein in the year 2014. Yeah, so in the year 2014, while Obama was still president. And folks, in case you don't know, Obama is one of these guys. Let me see. So this is when you start. Let's see here. So this is when things start getting weird. Because I know this is going to sound crazy. I know this is going to sound super QAnon-ish, whatever you want to say. But Obama ordered $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs. So again, guys, I know how fucking crazy this is going to sound. And you know what? If you don't believe me, you don't fucking believe me. But I don't know. It's, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, especially when you get up to these high level of people. Like, you know, when you're talking about the fucking president of the United States, the CIA, the fucking CIA director, you know what I mean? When you get up to, there's just, you know, there's, those guys don't have coincidences in their life. You know what I mean? So for those of you, so the CIA director meets with Epstein while he was working for the Obama presidency. And again, if you don't, you know, Obama ordered, and I believe it was taxpayer money, of $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs at a secret White House event. You don't need, if you don't know anything about, you know, what Pizzagate is, you know, they were using these code words like hot dogs and pizza, and, you know, this is how they were ordering, children. I don't know if I should get into it on this. I'll do a follow up one again. I have a lot of work to do trying to catch up on these podcasts. But I know they were using like hot dog, mint boy, pizza, mint girl, cheese, little girl, pasta. Like they were using like all these like weird fucking terminologies. You know, if you were like, you know, if they were ordering ice cream, it was like a prostitute. They were using words like walnuts or nuts for somebody of color. In these emails, they were like, oh yeah, they're going to love, like, you know, make sure the pizzas are going to love the hot tub. And it was weird shit. It was super weird shit. I'll do a follow up one. I'll do a follow-up podcast on that. But so Woody Allen, to nobody's surprise, dude married his fucking daughter, met her when she was 12. They announced their relationship when she was 21. Need I say more? There's that. Let's see here. That's one of the names in Noam fucking Chomsky. And Noam was a hard one to swallow. Pause. No fucking homo, no pedophilia. That's for fucking sure. Noam was a hard one to see because, Noam did a sit down. I think it was the crimes of the presidents, and he sat down and pretty much laid out the crimes of like our past. I forgot how long it was, but. He pretty much laid out every single crime, or not every single crime, but major crimes that a lot of the presidents could and should be charged for. You know, Noam was hard to hear, but then, you know, you look at it and it's not fucking surprising. If you just look at Noam Chomsky, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I makes fucking sense. Professor, the whole nine. And again, that, you know, he was scheduled to meet with Epstein in 2015. It was in 2008. It was already after he served time in prison. You know what I mean? So 7 years later, again, he was convicted by this time. It was, got convicted in 2008 when I was a fucking junior or maybe a senior in high school. You know, then you have Katherine Rumler. She served as White House counsel under President Obama. We've already talked. We haven't gotten into too much detail about what Obama was doing, but he's a nasty fucking boy. All these people are fucking nasty. And there's more. The fucking J.P. Morgan Chase executives, you know, they were like, they would joke about Epstein in emails. You know what I mean? It's so crazy. These people cut off Kanye West's account for claiming to love Hitler. Like, that's all he fucking did. He said that's it. He said some shit about Jews, and they fucking, you know what I mean? They cut off his fucking income. They cut off his money. You know what I mean? For talking about Jews and saying he loves Hitler. But these people were joking about Epstein being a fucking child predator. We're still allowing him to run business as usual. Well, obviously, because all these fucking people are fucking child molesters. They're all sick fucks. And they run the fucking, they run the money. So then they run the media. And these fucking, it's so fucking sickening. And it's, I don't understand, like, people give a, like people care more about fucking drags, drag queens, trannies, letting trannies compete in women's sport. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, there's darker shit at work here. The fucking CIA director was meeting with fucking Epstein. After he was already convicted. These dudes fuck children. The Catholic priests fuck children. And this shit is known. And people still buy in. This is all fucking, like, what the fuck are we doing here, people? What the fuck are we doing here? These people are sick fucks. Any fucking ways. Yeah, these people are sick fucks. And this goes across the board. Like, I don't know. People do, I hope people don't think that I'm a fucking Republican, because I'm not. I'm neither of these shits. All these people are nasty, sick fucks. Every single last one of them. This whole, everything is fucked. From blue to red. It's all fucked. This shit is sick. Like, this shit is fucking sick. I think if you claim to be a Republican or a Democrat, you are gay as fuck. You are gay as fuck and stupid as fuck. The same way you would judge somebody for claiming to be a Blood or Crip. It's the same exact shit. It is a gang. It is stupid as fuck. It's all dumb as fuck. For you to, I will proudly say, I will go to my deathbed proudly saying, I have and will never fucking vote, because it doesn't fucking matter. My vote, your vote, it doesn't fucking, the only people whose vote really does matter are the people who are in the deep state. Like, those people sit and bicker amongst themselves about who they want to put, you know, who they want their next puppet of a president to be. The global fucking leaders, you know what I mean? It's not just people in America who run shit. You got Saudi Arabians who run shit. You got people in China. You know what I mean? These people in Russia, like, these people play fucking games. War is a game to them. They want that shit to distract people from what the fuck is really going on. This shit is all sick. So if you claim anytime you vote, no matter who it is, you're just gonna vote one way or another, you're gay as fuck. If you're a Republican, you're gay as fuck. If you're a Democrat, you're gay as fuck. You should, if you at least want to try to make a change, it should be, you should always register as an independent. People should have to earn your vote by showing you something. The thought that they're not going to fucking even debate. They're not going to, you know, even fucking debate. Well, obviously they're not going to, because they're not going to debate Biden because he's an old fuck. They have to drug him up in order for him to show up relatively okay. God knows what they have running through him. You know what I mean? But this dude, much like me, can't form a full fucking sentence. But I'm a retard. Like, I'm a self-admitted retard. You know what I mean? He can't form sentences. Doesn't know sometimes. He doesn't know how his son died. You know what I mean? He thinks his son died in war. His son died of like a cancer. But, you know, he doesn't know he at one point forgot one of his ex-wife's or some shit was like that was dead. You know what I mean? Then his team, like his controllers control him. This guy doesn't know his left from his right. He has people telling him which way to turn, where he's going to take the pictures. X marks the spot. You need to stand right here. You know, and if you don't believe me, this shit right here, this you can look up on fucking YouTube or Google. You know what I mean? There's other shit you're going to have to fucking research on your own, but it's there. You know, you could use the Brave browser. You can use DuckDuckGo. You know what I mean? And I don't know. Again, self-admitted retard. Oh yeah, I didn't know where I was going with this. So you know, they're not going to debate him against. I don't care one way or another, but I've listened to Marianne Williamson talk. More than likely, 99.9% sure she's blowing smoke, but she brings up great points. RFK Jr., who the CIA killed his uncle for sure, and maybe killed his father as well. Again, he's more than likely blowing a lot of smoke, but this dude has been on record talking about talking about the dangers in vaccines. They call him an anti-vaxxer because he brings up possible dangers. Bro, it's just the danger. You know what I mean? Are you considered a fucking, would you be considered an anti-auto if you could be like, hey, you know, driving a car is cool, but, you know, it also is dangerous as well. You know what I mean? It's okay to look at the yin and the yang, the good and the fucking bad. It's so fucking crazy that it seems to me, that they're like, they only want to show you, well, obviously they only want to show you what they want to show you, but their willingness to not even want to talk about anything negative is so, it's like, oh my God, I'm being fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's like, are they fucking with me? Like, I feel like I'm being fucked with. You know what I mean? like I feel like I'm being fucked with, like Truman Show type shit. I feel like I'm being fucked with. Does nobody else see this shit? You know, obviously people do, but for this not to be the majority conversation is nuts. And I get it. You know what I mean? And to me, this is unfortunate because I'd rather not have this much time in my hands. But my kid's mom stole my kids, moved them 5 hours across state. And so, you know, I'd much rather just be with my fucking kids, chilling, playing the game all day with my kids, drawing with my daughter. You know what I mean? Miserable as fuck with my kid's mom, and not with my kids, but miserable as fuck with, I'd much rather be a miserable guy in a relationship, but I love my kids. So that more than makes up for it. You know, I'd much rather be doing that than having this much fucking free time on my hands and just looking up at shit. But it's like, even when I was with, like, fuck, man, like all you can say is fuck. It's fucking, you know, I can understand why Alex Jones fucking yells and spazzes sometimes, because it's like, do you not see this shit? Do you not see this shit? They, every fucking 4 years, there's a fucking circus. They start promising people the fucking world and nothing fucking happens. Nothing gets better. It only gets fucking worse. It's all, well, obviously I can't say that because, you know, it, I'm coming from, you know, it's, you know, this is when you, this is when I'm glad I start, you know, because I have to realize, and it's not in, it's not that I don't realize this. You know, obviously, if I was in any other country, I wouldn't even, wouldn't be allowed to say this shit. And for damn sure, wouldn't be allowed to, you know, post it on the RSS feed to where it'll get on, you know, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You know what I mean? So I'm saying this from a place of privilege because, you know, obviously, and I hate that word from it, but it is, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to be as truthful as possible. So it is coming from a place of privilege that I could say this in the United States of America, where we have the First Amendment. But again, we have that First Amendment because whoever founded this shit, you know what I mean? If you believe the official narrative, then that's on you. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? That's my fucking thing. I don't know. You know, I only know what I've been told since birth. And I know a lot of what I've been told since birth has been a lie. You know what I mean? I know that the government will act. I know that the government and media will actively try to lie to you. And to them, it's probably coming from a place of good. You know what I mean? But it's not, you know what I mean? It's misplaced. Let me try to get back on track here. So, you know, whoever you believe founded this place, you know, they founded this place upon an idea of motherfuckers should be able to say whatever the hell they want to say. And they should be able to own guns because they knew what happens whenever the government wants to do shit for your own good. They know, they saw, they lived what that was like. And so I'm lucky to have been, you know what I mean? I'm lucky that I'm able to say this shit and we're able to express it. But you know what I mean? It's, but then they start passing, you know, if y'all don't know this, and I'll do another, I have a lot of catching up to do. I plan on dropping, I'm not even going to make a promise because I always go back on them on here, on fucking here. You know, they enact these bills that attack the, you know, I keep going back to it, but it's the one that's most, it's the one that's easiest to search. But, you know, I was going to say the Freedom of Information Act, not the Freedom of Information Act, but, what was the 9/11 bill that they, the Patriot Act, you know what I mean? They pass these bills and these acts. They pretty much undermine the Constitution in the amendments. Again, I'll do a whole separate, episode of just bills that they passed that gives fucking like places like FEMA tremendous power. You know what I mean? I'll get more into it, but they always pass these acts. They're trying to pass one right now, about trying to ban TikTok where they say nothing about TikTok in it, but they pass these acts that, go directly against the Constitution, and they're passing these shits. And again, both sides, blue and red, Democrat and Republican, It goes both fucking ways with these people. But they pass these fucking acts. They pass these shits at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. And you don't even, we don't get a vote on it. It's, they pass them in-house. And these things go directly against the Constitution. You know, as much as we're able, you know, they're trying to take that shit away. You know, like, they locked motherfuckers in their homes in March of 2020. They forced people to wear a mask to go anywhere. They were taking people's podcasts, people's YouTube channels, people's Twitters, people's Instagrams, people's Facebooks away. They were blocking information about Hunter Biden wilding out on his laptop. You know, it's so again, I go, are they fucking with me? We are being psyoped, and when you can see the psyop and nobody else gives a fuck, it's crazy. God damn, it's crazy, man. It's fucking, it's nuts. Fucking Fauci, man. Fauci pretty much said, hey, bro, I didn't say shut shit down, even though, and I'll drop an audio clip in. He's on video saying that he recommended the government to shut shit down. He's like, he's on record saying, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, it was the government that did it. This dude is, Fauci acts like a bitch. He acts like, and I mean, when I say bitch, I mean it in a disrespectful term. Like, you know, like when you, like, not all women are bitches, but there are women that are bitches. And you know the ones I'm talking about, like these, manipulative women who, like, just like fucking will gaslight you to the extreme. Will be like, you know what I mean? Will say one thing, and when you bring it up, will just be like, no, I never said that. But then you show them like a fucking text message of them saying that exact fucking shit, and they're like, nah, wasn't me. It's like what? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is how Fauci acts. This dude who was knocking on people's doors in the hood in New York, trying to get black people to take the fucking vaccine. Crazy. That's a whole nother podcast. Them pandering to the black community to take the vaccine and trust it. What? Like, they never went to the flu, door to door for the flu vaccine, and the flu killed more kids than COVID. That's for damn sure. They never did that shit. But this dude, Fauci, goes on record. He goes on record saying, you know, show me where I shut down the school. Even though he's on video, or he's on video and on audio, fucking, like, next thing he's gonna say is that wasn't really him. Yeah, that was a deep fake. You know what I mean? That'll be the next thing that's said. You know, so now he's saying that, you know, this is a direct quote from him. I gave a public health recommendation that echoed the CDC's recommendation. And people made a decision based on that. But I never criticized the people who had to make the decisions one way or the other. Something clearly went wrong, and I don't know exactly what it was. But the reason we know it went wrong is that we are the richest country in the world. And on a per capita basis, we've done worse than virtually all other countries. And there's no reason that a rich country like ours has to have 1.1 million deaths. Which, again, if you got into what people were fucking, they were labeling fucking car accident deaths as COVID deaths. You know what I mean? So now they're gaslighting the motherfucking numbers. You know, and he later says, you know, show me a school that I shut down. You know what I mean? So he's pretty much saying, show me when I went to a school to shut some shit down. You know, obviously he never did, but he told the government to shut shit down and the government listened to them, because if you were going against Anthony Fauci, then you were going against science, and he was science, and this dude had a God complex. And you know, hey, this dude, RFK, to his credit, yeah, he's a career long politician, but hey, to his credit, this dude has said the government more than likely killed, or the CIA killed my uncle. You know, he doesn't trust vaccines. And to his credit, he has a book. I haven't read it yet. Self-admitted. I will read it. I have it. I just haven't read it. But he has a book called The Real Anthony Fauci. And from everything I've heard, you know, is exposing this dude. You know, and he was at one point in time the like New York Times bestseller, but they're not going to debate Joe fucking Biden against, you know what I mean? They don't want people to realize if they have, or how they haven't already realized is beyond me, but again, it's not like your vote. It would just be interesting to me if everybody registered as independent and nobody voted. If everybody just fucking revolted, and like, it would be curious to me if they would still go with shit as planned and just pick their own guy. But at that point, they would probably declare martial law on us. Which again directly violates our constitution. Even though it's in place for a reason, they make shit to where they can enact shit that suspends the constitution and makes the government in control. You know, I like at that point, they would just probably declare martial law on us. Like, we're already at war with them. You know, the vast majority of the United States population doesn't know, but it is an undeclared war, and it's been like that since before September 11th, 2001, since before the coronavirus pandemic. We have slowly but surely been getting psyoped. And then it's like, man, like, do I share this shit with my kids? You know what I mean? But I have to let them know, you know what I mean? Like, I would rather them find out from me than find out from some fucking teacher who's trying to push weird ideologies on them, from people who don't have, you know what I mean, who obviously don't have the kids' best intentions at heart. You know what I mean? They're trying to force kids to get vaccinated. You know what I mean? They shut schools down. Lord knows what that did to, children's psyche. You know what I mean? My daughter was in, what was it, third grade when this shit happened, third or second, some shit like that. And then it's like, but at the same time, it's like, I don't fucking think my kids need school. From the time I saw a calculator, I knew math was pointless. I swear to God. And every day, the first day of school, I don't know if I talked about this before, but I think, I've said it. I might have said it. I would count down how many more days of school I had left starting from the first day. I hated that shit. I hated school. I always thought it was pointless. I hated being set under fucking lights that are terrible for you, not getting natural light, not being able to. School is so fucking backwards. It's so fucking backwards. You're set down all day, terrible for your body. You only get so much recess. You only get so much gym time. You're not allowed to be creative. There's no real way to express your creativity because you're put in subjects that you have to do. And then your electives are extremely limited unless you're going to like a technical school, by how many of those are there or out there. I was telling my daughter that science should be an elective. history to some extent should be an elective. Like a financial literacy course should be mandatory. You know what I mean? Like there's so much other shit that shouldn't be mandatory. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be math. You shouldn't be having to take a fucking, they're called STAR tests now here in Texas, at least. When I was in school, they were TASS at first, TASS, then they were TASK. So TASS test, and then now STAR test again, at least in Texas. Like you shouldn't have to take a fucking test on reading, writing, science, and history. Like you don't really even need that shit anymore. You don't. like you could type in everything on a fucking on your laptop, on your phone, and this shit will just autocorrect for you. You know what I mean? There's whole programs on the internet where you could submit anything you want and it'll start putting commas and periods in places where commas and periods and semicolons and blase fucking blase need to be put in place. You know what I mean? My son learned how to fucking read off of subtitles. So my son was reading at a super fucking early age, cause he read off of subtitles, oddly enough, from watching watching TV. You know what I mean? Little Einsteins and shit like that. But that's how he learned how to read. Was so before he was even in school, before he was in pre-K, he knew how to read. You know what I mean? Like learning how to read turns out is not that fucking hard. You know, now if you have, you know, obviously if you have a mental disability, it's different, right? But it's not fucking, I'm a fucking retard. Take it from me, guys. It's not that fucking hard. You know what I mean? it's really not. You're not even going to need it. You know what I mean? It's coming to the point you're not even going to need it. You will always have a fucking calculator in your pocket. And as long as you're able to Google, Bing search, DuckDuckGo search, Brave browser search, whatever search engine you want to use, you could type in what formula do I need for this? Then you could plug in the numbers there. If you turn your fucking iPhone sideways, it gives you more calculator. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but you're able to do more complex. If it's that called for, you're able to do it. And if not, I'm 1000% certain you could ChatGPT it, you know, OpenAI will find that answer for you. Because it's probably on the internet and the internet is forever. It's like space. If you think space is up there, not sure if it is. It's endless. It's endless. So you're not going to need the shit. I think it's on the fucking parents. What happened if every fucking parent decided, hey, I'm done with this shit. Instead of focusing on a quote unquote career, people started focusing on what I would deem to be raising a family the right way. I always hated when my parents had to go to work. I always hated when you should just be on your own farm, on your own land, and tending to that. Life should really be that fucking simple. How we got it to being in debt, paying credit card bills, in the more and 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 more mentality. It's fucking sick. It's sick. And women honestly should be blamed for a lot of this shit, because dudes only want to get more to get pussy. Like it's only to get pussy. It's only to have sex. And women who are the driving factors of culture, you know, they are the most materialistic creatures on the fucking planet Earth. All they do is want shit. And they don't even know why they want shit. They just want shit. You know what I mean? They just want to hoard shit. And in their quest to hoard shit, men start wanting to get shit to start impressing these bitches. And I'm saying it in the... I should probably bleep that out because I don't mean to be mean, but Yeah. I saw this girl who I follow on Instagram, who I met on one of the dating apps. She was pretty cool. Went on a date. I'm just honestly just not ready. I'm a self-sabotager, so I'm gonna find a way to fuck up what could be a relationship anyways. You know what I mean? I'll figure out a way to fuck it up. But she posted something, and there's this whole culture of dudes on the internet who post shit for women to like. So they'll be like, so, you know, they're the ones who are promoting a woman should never have to pay anything, like, ever, like, from the moment, from like, and they're representing this from like the moment y'all start talking, the moment you say hi to her, you should take care of her for the rest, like that, like before you're even in a relationship, these dudes are promoting. So it's like, you know what I mean? If you want to stand out from the other dudes she's dating, you should cater to her 24/7. Like what? I come from the era where it was always, or at least listening to fucking rap music, it was always fucking money over women and focus on that. Focus on getting, and that's wrong anyways, but I'm just saying it went from that to when fucking T.I. made the everybody knows it ain't tricking if you got it, which makes no fucking sense, because it is. Like, these dudes are, you know, like, these motherfuckers, like, again, it's going back to, am I being fucked with? You know what I mean? But, so she reposted this dude, and I think his name is Justin LeBoy. He's some weird fuck who only posts shit. He like virtue signals, right? He was like that one dude who got caught cheating on his fucking wife. I forgot the dude's name, but he was always talking about relationship advice for women, and he ended up cheating on his wife, doing some shit like that. Which, again, everybody's easily corruptible. But he was Justin LeBody, whatever his fucking name is. He was like, if a girl has her own money, if you're cheap, she's going to leave you, because she's not going to do what she could already do for herself, or some shit like that. Or she's not even going to give you the chance. And it's like, okay, if we let women decide what being quote unquote cheap is, we're fucking doomed. And you know what I mean? Because women think you're cheap if you're not buying them expensive meals from restaurants who are cooking with fucking terrible seed oils, these people can't even cook. Paying for these expensive ass meals with food don't even fucking taste good. They think it's cheap if you're not buying them bags and buying them clothes. When it's like, yo, you can't take nothing of this earth with you whenever you die anyways. But none of that shit even fucking matters. You know what I mean? Like they'll think you're like, you don't think buying land and saving these, saving money as a resource in order to be like, yo, we don't have to work anymore. You know what I mean? We're able to sustain off, whatever, you know what I mean? But that to me is crazy, because women are financially dumb. You know what I mean? They don't, like, this is majority of the women that at least, and I don't even follow that many people on fucking Instagram, but the majority of the ones that I do follow, this is the shit that I see. Yeah, I'm not gonna, like, you can't even get a chance to know a motherfucker. Just like, you know, like, if I want to buy shit from you for you, it's because, like, you make me feel a certain, like, you know what I mean? Like, buy shit for you just to not get you to talk to another dude. Like, that is fucking crazy. It's like, that is fucking nuts. That is fucking nuts. You will never be free. You will never be mentally free if that is priority number one. If having shit is priority number one. If eating shitty food from a restaurant just because it's expensive, People think a restaurant is good just because the fucking food is priced too high. But the food is shit, and they're cooking it in shit. They're not cooking it in good oils. Like, they're not cooking it in, like, ghee butter or beef tallow. They're cooking it in canola oil and these seed oils that are killing you. You eat shit that is literally killing you. You're not eating, like, you know, and no matter if you, you know, I don't, if you're just, you know, if you're just a vegan, good on you, you know, and if you're really sticking to it, cause that means you're, you know, you're to some extent, you're only eating whole foods. You know what I mean? It's probably the worst of the worst. You know what I mean? Because you need to be eating, you know, you need to be eating some sort of protein from an animal source. You know, if you're a pescatarian where, you know, you don't eat meat, but you'll eat fish, you know, that's okay. That's great. But, you know, at least you're only eating whole, like, you know, it's fucking, like, I don't know, man. It's a fucking nuts world. But that's what's being tended to. That's what's being cared about. You know what I mean? It's, and I know I'm off on a tangent. As much as women are to blame, dudes are to blame too. Cause a lot of these dudes are just lame as fuck. I'm convinced people were, I don't know, like, must have been nerds or something in high school. But I was, like, not even the coolest dude in high school. But I still, like, it's not, it wasn't, like, it was just different. Like, you would just, I don't know, man. Like, you know, a lot of it probably has to do with, like, the social media influence. Again, but it goes back to girl brain. You got to blame it on girl brain. Because dudes are really only doing this shit just to get pussy, but they're lame. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy that I've had kids and I've been gone through a fucking terrible relationship that has scarred me for fucking life.